Alfred Hitchcock by Peter Ackroyd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Child Who Never Cried. Alfred Hitchcock was born on the 13th of August, 1899, on the floor above his father's shop at 517 High Road, Leytonstone. Leytonstone was, by the time of his birth, a soft, forgetful suburb, sweltering in summer and sullen in winter. It was marked by a sense of vacancy, derived from the time when it was simply a hamlet on the Roman road to London. It was situated 5 miles to the northeast of the city, and at the time of Hitchcock's birth was still nominally part of Essex, but the vast roar of London was coming ever closer. In 1856 the Great Eastern Railway arrived, and Leytonstone soon became a dormitory town, filled with the modestly affluent who made their way each morning into the city and its environs. William Hitchcock was a greengrocer, selling everything from cabbages to turnips. It was as busy as any other high road, with horses and carts and carriages passing incessantly, the scent of bananas ripening and the musty, dusty odour of potatoes were mingled with the keener stench of horse dung. The pervasive smell of manure was, in fact, only alleviated by the arrival of the electric tram in 1906, an event that Hitchcock vividly remembered.